This is the Ingles Information Aisle with Leah McGrath, helping you eat healthy, feel great, and understand your nutrition. Now, here's your host, Ingles dietitian Leah McGrath.
Good Saturday morning. Welcome to the Ingles Information Aisle. This is Leah, your Ingles dietitian. And once again, it's time to chat with one of our local food entrepreneurs. And for this Ingles Information Aisle, we're going to travel a little outside of Western North Carolina down to Georgia so you can meet Abby Jackson. And her company is called Abby J's Gourmet. So, hey, Abby, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Leah. It's great to talk to, with you again. I'm happy to be part of the Ingles program.
Great. So let's get a little bit of background on who you are and how you got into the space of being a food entrepreneur.
Leah, I was in sales most of my life, and, you know, I have a fly fishing place as well. My husband and I started that when we first got married. And, you know, I always enjoyed cooking for my clients. And we always had a good time, you know, entertaining our fly fishing clients. And so after I got off the road from selling, I decided to start cooking and having cooking events. And I had several well-known chefs at my house where I would do classes, cooking classes, with Virginia Willis, Rebecca Lane, just to name a few. And so I really enjoyed that. And then all of a sudden I met David Zelsky from Georgia Traveler, and he was doing a show on Mark of the Potter. And I happened to stop in, and he said, "Oh, you've got a fly fishing place." And I said, "Yes." And so he had never fly fished, and after he caught the biggest fish of his life, he came over to eat five bowls of my chili and told me to jar it.
Oh,
and that's
okay.
How it started.
Oh, my goodness. And how long ago was that, Abby?
That was in 2011.
Okay.
And, the show was 2010. And it took me about a year to convince myself whether or not I could do it. Or, you know, you really, as an entrepreneur, it takes some encouragement. It's an unknown on how well your product's going to sell,
sure,
whether you're going to be successful, and your label. There's just so many things about that. Unknown is kind of scary, but I have had very good success with my products, developing my own recipes, just really developing the ones that I grew up enjoying with my family, and we grew up on a farm in Habersham County.
Okay. And how long have you had your products in Ingles markets?
It was about, I started selling to them about 3 months after I had the first product.
Boy, that's pretty fast, yeah.
And, well, I had a prior history with Ingles. I had sold in the gift area to Floral, and I dealt with Dan Spears, and I had dealt with him for over 8 years. So I had a little bit of longevity, and I did a good job in the area. And I knew some of the Ingles family by selling in the past. So it was not my first, you know, time to be a part of that Ingles family. And I remember going to some of the parties at Grove Park Inn and
sure,
really enjoyed you know, the connectiveness of Ingles and their employees.
So for folks that don't know, you have several products that are sold in Ingles stores, and people want to look for them in the deli section, which might be a little different than where you might expect to find them. But can you run through which products that people can find at Ingles?
They can find the very first product I created was the Black Hawk, Abby J's Black Hawk bean and jalapeno salsa. My second one was a little bit not as spicy. It's Abby J's Black Hawk bean and herb. And then I did a Black Hawk chipotle peach. And then I have a roasted garlic. I won Flavor of Georgia with my Field of Fork sweet fire pickles last year. And there's also a smoking hot sauce for barbecuing. And those are the six products. I have developed a new product, which is my jalapeno mustard sauce. And that's been going really great, too.
And all those products can be found at Ingles?
The only one is my new one, and it's the jalapeno mustard. And I hope soon they will consider putting that one in.
Okay. About how many Ingles stores have your products right now?
I really can't say.
You think
that's a good question.
Maybe about, you think it's, you know, a dozen or more than a dozen?
Oh, no. I'm all over Asheville. I would say at least 100 stores.
Oh, great. Okay. So as I'm going to give people kind of, if you're going into an Ingles store, you want to walk back and buy, past like the deli cases, and as you round the corner and you are near the gourmet cheeses, there's usually a rack, and that's and that sort of sits between like lunch meats that are on the back wall,
right,
and the gourmet
right.
cheeses. Look for a rack, and that will, and you'll look for Abby J's products there. And it's really convenient because, you know, she's mentioned a lot of products that would be great for, you know, nachos and with chips. And usually she's around some, your products are around products that are, chips and, that you could make into nachos. But we're going to talk later on the show about some other ways that people can use your products in different kinds of recipes, not just as like a dip for chips. But I'm looking at your website, and I want to make sure we mention that. It's abbyjsgourmet.com.
Right.
You have got some beautiful pictures on here, Abby, of recipe ideas. And it's not just with your salsas, but you obviously love to cook, and you love to share that with people because, I mean, I'm hungry, so it's not the best time to look at these recipes because they look so delicious. So
right. Well, it's all about entertaining and perfect.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's got to be inviting for people to really want your product, and
yeah.
that's a part of the branding part. You know, that a lot of people may have a product, but they don't know how to market that product,
right.
or brand that product, and you have to do a number of things to make it successful.
So we're going to be talking more with Abby Jackson of Abby J's Gourmet. So stay tuned to the Ingles Information Aisle, and we'll be back. The brains behind a food line called Abby J's Gourmet. You can find more information on her website, which is Abby J's, like Abby J, like the letter J, S, gourmet.com. And she's got all kinds of things about information on her website about recipes and where you can find her products. And we were just talking in the last segment about some of the beautiful photographs that she has on here and some of the great ideas that she has so you can use her product in different recipes, everything from wings to tell me about your jalapeno mustard gourmet tacos. Do you remember those?
Oh, I do. You can do any types of tacos. They could be beef, chicken. I love Springer Mountain chicken. And dress it up with my smoking hot sauce or the jalapeno mustard sauce.
Oh, okay.
The jalapeno mustard sauce is like a multi-purpose sauce. I've got so many people using it for so many things, a marinade, a dipping sauce. I mean, it's really a nice flavor to kick up any type of dish.
Okay. But you've also got some recipes on here that I'm thinking they probably don't have any of your products in them, but they still look really good, like the cast iron cinnamon rolls.
Oh, I do a lot of cooking during the holidays.
Yeah.
Those are the things people ask for, you know?
Right.
They see something that I'm doing or I post it on my timeline, Leah, they say, oh, I want the recipe.
Yeah.
And I just feel like as a well-rounded chef, it can't just be about my product line. It's
sure.
got to be about my passion to really cook and cook what I like to eat.
Yeah, definitely. We were talking, folks, during the break about that Abby needed a nice picture with a Bloody Mary using some of her product in it. And you can have a Bloody Mary.
And perhaps my brand new product, my Sweetfire Okra.
There you go.
With a new product, Leah. So
that would be perfect.
That would be the perfect product.
Yeah.
For that bar that we were talking about.
Yeah.
I didn't tell you back then that I was going to spring that on you. But
that's okay.
Anyway, it takes time, though, and that blind that's in the pickles is so versatile that you can make, don't ever throw that away because there's so many recipes like deviled eggs, potato salad. I can keep on thinking of recipes to put that brine in. And I even had someone tell me at the show, at one of my shows, they said, well, you know, Chick-fil-A, they brine their chicken in pickle juice. And this reminds me the pickle juice reminded him of the Chick-fil-A chicken.
So, and I want to also mention that if you want to meet Abby and sample some of her products, you can go to her website, which is abbyjaysgourmet.com, and click on events. And Abby has a list of some of the events where she'll be. And I know, Abby, you're going to be at our next Taste of Local, right? Are you planning on it? And then June?
I will be there. I should be there without a problem.
Good. Yeah. So, folks, if you are looking for opportunities to meet folks like Abby and some of our other food entrepreneurs, check out our Facebook page, which is Ingles Markets on Facebook. And there you can find some of our events like Taste of Local, where we have that are set up in stores where we have our local food entrepreneurs and they sample products. Our next one coming up will be June the 29th. That's a Thursday from 3 to 6 p.m. And that's at our Ingles and Candler on Sand Hill Road. And I've already got several food entrepreneurs who said that they'll be there, including Abby J. So it's a fun way to just walk around the store and sample products and hopefully buy some of them. Doesn't cost.
Well, it gives the consumer a really good way with, you know, they get to try it without making, the investment. And
sure.
Then then they fall in love with it and then we get repeat orders.
Sure.
I mean, they go in the store and they really like seeing. I think people are looking to eat healthier anyway, and that's why it's so important that the Taste of Local expands. I really love your program because it does educate, the consumer on what is available.
Yeah, I think, too, it's, when you have a big store like our stores are, 75, 85, 90,000 square feet, it's easy to overlook local products because there are so many of them. So offering our customers an opportunity to sample these products and meet these food entrepreneurs and farmers. I always hear, oh my gosh, I didn't realize that you carried all these local products. And we are also now featuring a local food tag. So as you walk around the store, look for that tag. It's kind of a bright green with an outline of states, which represent the states where we have our stores and where we source local products. And you can see that on everything from local meats. You might find that on items like sauces like Abby J's, or you can find it on, we have some granola that's local. So that's a good way to try and spot those products all over the store. And of course, as Abby was saying, these Taste of Local events are just a really nice way for you to support some of the local food entrepreneurs. I mean, these are not your Nabisco's or your General Mills. These are people working really hard to provide great quality local products.
And they've taken the time to really create something really different and unique from all those other brands that's been out there forever.
Yeah, exactly. So, Abby, we have about a minute left. Where do you source a lot of the ingredients for your sauces and your salsas?
They're sourced out of Georgia. It's
Georgia
Grown. I'm part of the Georgia Grown program.
Perfect.
And co-packer really sources most of the products from Georgia because it makes sense.
So are there products that are harder to find that are local, or can you pretty much find everything, at least the vegetables and things that you're using?
I think when farming, it depends on the conditions, the weather conditions.
Sure.
If we have a drought, we're not going to have as much okra or cucumbers.
Sure.
Or, or maybe tomatoes, or too much water can cause us not to have the tomatoes.
Yeah.
So it's really it's about farming and and what's available, because I know last year we had a 40-day drought, and that really made the prices higher to get the things to make salsa and some of the other things in my line.
Stay tuned to the Ingles Information Aisle. We're talking with Abby Jackson of Abby J's Gourmet. You can find her website at abbyjsgourmet.com. Welcome back to the Ingles Information Aisle. This is Leah McGrath, the Ingles Dietitian, talking with Abby Jackson of Abby J's Gourmet. You can find her website as abbyjsgourmet.com. Abby's also on Facebook, and you're on Twitter too, right, Abby?
I'm on Twitter, and I'm on Instagram.
Great.
So you can
connect to those directly through your website, I see, because you've got the buttons on there, so that's great.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So, we want to talk about the magazine, because that's a big deal. So can you tell everybody a little bit about the magazine and what's going on with that?
6 years ago, our premiere was 2 years ago, and it's really come a long ways. It's an agricultural journal that really educates the consumer about farming, farms, agritourism. This summer it's going to be packed with really wonderful recipes. Food Tank voted us top 20 in the nation that connects the consumer to agriculture. So we were very happy about that.
It's called Southern Farm and Garden. Okay.
And for subscriptions, you can go on to southernfarmandgarden.com. But this is an educational publication, Leah. So if you're wanting to learn a lot about farming and all these topics, wonderful chefs, the Chefs Collaborate, we've got that story coming up in the summer edition. It will be out in July. So it's not a magazine, or it's more like a journal,
because
we're not jam-packed with advertisers. We have real true stories that educate the consumer.
And what's your involvement with it? I'm
the co-founder. I named the magazine. My partner is a creative. She's co-founder as well. I'm marketing and branding. I do some of the photography, and I do some of the stories.
I
interview for some of the stories. We got a really wonderful story about Sapelo Island in the summer edition with some recipes. It's a lot of fun, and it's very interesting, and I've learned so much by being a part of this magazine.
And, like you were saying, you can find the website is southernfarmandgarden.com, and there's some beautiful pictures of agriculture and food on this site as well. So, Abby, what territory does Southern Farm and Garden cover? Like, where are the stories?
Well, you can find us we're a national magazine, and we cover throughout. So if you go on to our locator tab on a Southern Farm and Garden website, you just go on there, and if you put in your zip code, you'll be able to find us nationally.
No, I meant, are your stories about just Southern farmers, or do you cover?
We cover stories from the East Coast to the West Coast. We did a couple of stories, one in Oregon about truffles, and there was a story in Napa Valley about a winery. And up north we did Wisconsin cheese. We can't just be a Southern. We are Southern. Nancy and I are proud to be Southern, and that's why it's Southern Farm and Garden.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But we have to have a connection with agriculture nationally.
Okay. So are there, do you then have writers that you contract with all over the country to do these stories about farming?
No, we do the stories. There are contributors. We've got contributors that help us with the stories, and sometimes we have interns from colleges that we help them get a good start by being a contributor.
Ah, okay, I see. Okay, so again, folks, if you're looking for the magazine, it's called southernfarmandgarden.com, and it's a really pretty magazine that really highlights a lot about food and agriculture and kind of connecting people to those resources. But again, with Abby J's salsas and sauces and pickles, you can find them in the Ingles Deli section, which is a little different than where you might be looking for a salsa and sauces and pickles. But it's backed by the gourmet cheeses. So, Abby, can you give everybody an idea? You went through what products, but how much are, like, can you go through each product and say how much they are?
They're all $6.99.
Okay. Oh, that makes it so easy.
So easy.
Okay, so if you wanted to talk, say, tell somebody they had never tried any of your products before, which would be the first product that you would recommend people try?
It would be my very first one. It's the bean and jalapeno salsa. It's my very first one and most, probably my best seller, but it's really a tie because my Field of Fork, sweet sour pickles, they are loved just as much because there's so many uses for both of those.
Okay.
And they come from they were both created from the heart and from a lot of, different experiences and, you know, the fly fishing part was developed and created out of my love for feeding my clients at Black Hawk, and the pickles was something that I developed out of the love making pickles with my grandmother growing up.
So for the first one, we've only got probably a minute left, so I'm going to drive people again just to go to your website, which is abbyjsgourmet.com, and you can find some of the recipe ideas that Abby has with her products. And you can also find a tab that says retailers, including Ingles, about where you can find her products. And, you know, look for Abby at our Taste of Local events. As I mentioned, the next one coming up will be in June, on June 29th, at the Ingles store in Candler on Sand Hill Road from 3 to 6. So, Abby, thanks so much for joining us on the Ingles Information
Thank
Aisle.
You. You do a great job, Leah, with Taste of Local. I'm so happy to be a part of that.
You're welcome. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.